Good afternoon, I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 187th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guest today is Mateo Hodo. He was my guest on the 135th show, and you can hear all about his young life in Albania, how he met his wife, how they started a coffee shop called Coffee Me Up at 221 Cumberland Avenue in 2017, if you listen back into the archives on newmainersspeak.com. But today he joins me to share some of his dreams. So welcome back to New Mainers Speak, Mateo.
Thank you.
So you have said that humans get lost in their thoughts and get lost in their own minds, and not wanting to lose sight of the important stuff, you found your purpose in life, and I absolutely love that you have a mission. Would you be willing to share what you feel your purpose is all about and why you're here on this planet?
I feel that my purpose in life is to spread love, joy, and happiness in the world and create a sense of unity for the human race, and that is what I'm working on.
Okay, well, that's a giant mission.
It is.
Did you feel called to that suddenly, or has this been a project you've been working on a long time?
I feel like it's something that I've practiced my whole life, especially with every single person that I've came into contact with. And it doesn't matter at anywhere in life, you know, could be someone on a flight, could be someone on a bus ride, could be anyone. But I feel that human beings have this special part about them that if it's access, could be even access for a temporary, but you can gain so much out of that.
Yes.
So
the world responds quite differently to you depending on how you put yourself out there.
Correct.
I'm so fascinated by that.
I'm a big believer in that. I'm a firm believer in that. That how you feel transmits to anyone and anything that you do. Sometimes we get lost in our way and we go through life in a completely different state, and I think that if we become aware of that, that certain things should not be handled in that particular state, and change the state before we do certain actions or certain things or even have certain thoughts in our mind, it would make a huge impact on not just the person as a human being, but anybody they come into interaction with.
So you're kind of saying that we can play offense as well as defense.
Correct.
We all know that bad energy is contagious, right? Somebody comes in and yells at everybody in the office and everyone feels poorly.
Yes.
But you certainly know that good energy is contagious.
Yes.
If I'm having an average day and I swing by Coffee Me Up, suddenly my life is perfect. You know, you have your own energy force, and it beams. It's like having two suns. There's the sun, and then there's a Mateo. S-U-N.
thank you, Kate. I don't know. I choose to live like that. You know, I actually put it this way. I practice putting myself into that state on a constant basis. It's almost like working out. When you work out, you build muscle, right? It's the same thing. You practice changing your state. You become better and more efficient to it, so you don't allow certain things to affect you for a longer period of time than they have to, so that you can spread that love and joy and happiness to everybody else.
You work it like a muscle.
I have my bad day sometimes. I really...
Really?
Yes.
What does a bad day look like? It takes about 20 minutes.
They're bad days.
Of course. And I realize you're not here to talk about your coffee shop, but I can't help but to recognize how your calling seems to be met in part by your work at this time. You and your wife collaboratively own and operate this shop, and your family's both... You have members of both sides of your family working there, and you treat your employees like family, and you treat everyone that comes in like family. You really just have one big family.
I feel, well, there is blood-related family, and there is friends, right? In my opinion, friends are family, because they're family of choice. And it is like that. I mean, we're only here for a short period of time, and why not make the best out of that time?
So who are your role models in this practice of spreading love in the world? It seems that there are many fabulous ones out there to choose from. I'm so curious who yours are.
Before I touch upon that, I want to answer your previous questions with that coffee shop.
Oh, yes.
We are practicing that because we think that even a small coffee shop could cause a little ripple effect. That our mission with that is like, if we can change somebody's day for the better, even just a little bit, I know deep down to the core that the next person they meet, they're going to transmit that smile, that joy, and that person is going to do it so on and so on and so on.
Like dominoes.
And I really see it happening, and that's what actually fulfills me and drives me and keeps me going even more.
Yeah.
But that's what that coffee shop...
It's more fun than caffeine.
It's actually built for.
It is designed to share joy, and spread joy.
That comfort too, you know, and I ask people all the time, how do they feel the moment they walk in the door? And they say, it feels so warm. It feels so comfortable.
Yes. And there's more to it because it's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
And it's also a very clean space. Last time I was in there, you were on the ground and I thought you were painting, but you weren't. You were cleaning with a bowl of water and a paintbrush. And paintbrushes are really effective cleaning tools.
They are.
But it just... It feels like it's been loved, every little corner of it.
It also satisfies my OCD, too.
So who are your role models?
I actually have been asked that question very recently. Everyday people are my role models because I pick something from every single person. I can't pick one person that is everything for me. I feel that everyone is unique in their own certain way, and they give me something completely different. And the age also doesn't matter. I get something from a child, I get something from anybody at any age, at any point. People are quite amazing. And I think that they forget how amazing they are. And if they're not reminded, they fall into not thinking that they are. And then they lose track of themselves. So my job is to actually make sure that I keep that up.
Yes. You're really good at looking for it. And when you're looking for it, guess what you find?
Yes.
All the amazing things about people.
The same thing. Like, what do you drive?
A car.
What kind of car?
A gray one. A Prius.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that when you're driving down the road, you notice cars like yours?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So. I don't notice much about cars when I'm shopping for a car. Then suddenly I notice all the cars.
Exactly.
But yes, yes, I do see my little buddies, my matching cars.
Yes.
Yes.
So you when find it's something that you want, you actually find it. But you have to keep your...
And that's a great example. Yeah. So you're a big dreamer. You have a lot of plans, and you have this drive and goals to meet your drives and make them come alive and change people's lives. Where did this characteristic come from? Who else is a dreamer in your family?
My brother is a dreamer. My parents, I think, are dreamers, but not like me. Everybody in the family makes fun of me, and actually there is an Albanian expression that they say when you actually dream too much and your dreams are kind of like unbelievable, they tell you that you're actually flying with a leek. On top of a leek. A leek, it's like a thick onion,
uh-huh.
But back home they happen to be really thick, you know? So instead of flying over a broom like a witch, you're actually flying over a leek, basically, like, you know, those dreams don't exist, so stop practicing them.
Oh, and, come down to earth.
Yes, so I actually keep feeding that leek, you know, I keep feeding it water because I know that it's going to get big enough that it will actually be able to handle everybody that jumps on board to fly with it.
If you have another coffee shop, you could name it the Flying Leek. I really like that you fly on leeks.
I actually love that.
Idioms are fantastic, are they not?
They are.
You can just bring any idioms you've got. They're really super. Do you think that you would be doing what you're doing, you know, leaning into your dreaming and trying to make the world a more loving, connected, whole place if you had never left Albania?
No, I feel like that would have been my purpose even then. I started at a really young age thinking a lot about my feelings and about other people's feelings and people's actions and how they impacted me. And I was really in touch with trying to find out what really is that affected me in a good way and in a bad way, and what my actions caused to me first before others. So I think that was my mission all along. I also got, you know, life took over and started working on a lot of things and got a little sidetracked. But every time, at any point in life that I did try to fulfill that mission. And the whole thing is that we practice it every day, and it can be very small, but the change that it causes, it's quite drastic, even in the human being himself. So I think it's actually been part of me for a really long time.
Native to you.
Yes.
Howard Gardner would call you intrapersonal and an interpersonal learner. Not only do you understand yourself very well, but you understand what makes other people tick.
Yeah.
And you care to notice.
I have a sense of feel for people for some reason. You know, I could tell when someone, something is not correct with them, not right at that moment. I could tell when someone, it's feeling really well. I could tell when someone it's about to not feel well. So, I don't know. For some reason, it comes to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it.
You're called a people person.
I guess.
If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You are listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Mateo Hodo. He came to Maine as a teenager, finished school at Bonnie Eagle High School, and now lives and works in Portland, Maine. He and his wife and family own and operate Coffee Me Up, the friendliest coffee shop maybe in the world. Yeah.
No.
So, Mateo, you have come to realize even more lately that love changes everything. And can you tell us what that's all about for you?
That for me, it's like my purpose. It's my drive. It's the biggest belief that I hold on to in life. It's something that I practice and that I will always practice. It's my belief that love can be truly the only lasting, sustainable change on anything. Anything that changes out of fear, out of any other vice-driven, it's only going to be temporary. But anything changed out of love, and especially when that change is made conscious by a human being, that will transmit completely different, and it will hold on for the rest of the life and transmit into other people and cause it so on and so on and so on.
And you've believed this for a long time.
Yes.
Have there been any changes in your recent status, yeah, that make it come to life even more like four color?
There is. Alba and I will be parents in September, and we're having a little baby boy, and I'm super excited. Had I known I was going to be this happy, I would have had one a long time ago.
I'm very excited for you all to become a family and spread this brand of love to more people.
It's true, though, because you asked me earlier about the state and holding on to a really good state. Thoughts like having a baby put me in that state almost instantly. If anything is going wrong, I have a thought or a memory that made me feel good, or I put on a certain song that makes me feel good, just change the environment of that was feeding the wrong thoughts, and it leads me in the right direction. That's why you see me the majority of the time in this kind of state.
I'm so impressed that you are very aware of your fatherhood and what that means to you even before your baby's born. A lot of times, I think mothers and fathers don't really get the full import of it until they're holding that little person. But it seems that you've already had these parent switches flipped on in your heart.
Yes. So I'm going to relate back to the leak example.
Okay. Flying on the leak.
I believe in flying leaks. And I'm a big believer that the unbelievable is only unbelievable for those that believe it is. So for my child, there should be no unbelievable, because in my mind, in my beliefs, such things don't exist.
It's like you're an illusionist or a magician. you know, you see the whole thing that's there. And you can't see it if you're not looking for it,
so
if you don't know what to look
for. Dreaming is so important, because if you dream, you have a picture, you have an idea, you have something in your mind that if you can see it in your mind, you can actually make it happen. It takes a lot of work. It takes dedication. It takes self-discipline. It takes a lot. But as long as you're consistent and you're constantly working on it and you always remember that big picture, you'll always find the road there.
There's some joke about pray and move your feet. And I never can remember the joke, but I always remember the punchline. You know, it's not enough to just dream. You have to actually move your feet towards your goals as well. And you're good at doing that. You're actually, I don't know if you ever pick your feet up off the ground.
It's like knowledge without action, you know? You can have knowledge, but if you don't practice it, what good is it really?
Yeah. So this motivation for you to work toward love has motivated a very special project, which is still incubating, and I understand it is a deep secret, and I'm not going to know it. But I wondered if you could tell us when your big reveal for this project is going to be, and if you can tell us anything about how you're going to embody this or spread your enthusiasm for love and connection.
My big project, its mission is to spread love, joy, and happiness and create this sense of unity in community, in this country, in the whole world. And it has to start somewhere. And I feel like the world really needs it right now. Because the wrong ideas are driving the world right now, the wrong feelings, the wrong mindsets. And I'm a big believer that when there is a win-win-win-win situation for everybody, and everybody understands that if they love and help each other, they will flourish more rather than hurting someone for you to flourish, it's unfulfilling that way. So my mission is to spread that and create that unity, but also make people understand that true fulfillment and own joy comes from actually helping somebody else in a time of need, or helping them grow in a certain way, or just helping them even overcome a barrier that they themselves created. So my whole mission is to point that out, that some barriers are created by the person, the individual, and that other people can trigger it, but you don't have to put it back up, and that helping others, loving others without anything in return, it actually makes for a better world. And I hope that I could start it here in the greater Portland area, and maybe in 5 years make it that it makes an impact nationwide, and in 10 years, hopefully it'll make an impact worldwide. Those are my goals.
I love it. Now, is this something I'm going to be able to post about when there's the big reveal on Facebook, so people can find out what's in the envelope?
Yes. Yes, because it will have, its mission statement will be very clear.
Good. I am really looking forward to it. It's like, hey, big party, it's going to be awesome, but we can't tell you anything about it. But cool. I can't wait, and I love that you're thinking big.
Thank you. I have to, because if you don't think that you can touch everybody, then why start it to begin with?
Yeah, you believe.
Yes, but I cannot touch everybody without touching a few first. So my goal is to start small, and once I start small and touch a few, and then those few will touch a few, and then those few will touch a few.
Exponential growth.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Nobody can do anything in life alone.
No,
we don't. So what I'm doing is putting a team together to help fulfill this mission.
Uh-huh. Is this like a 501c3 kind of team? A nonprofit?
It's
or just right now a
non-profit
project team?
Or for-benefit project.
I see.
But it needs to be whatever it will sustain itself. And unfortunately, the thing that majority of people don't understand is that money is really the thing that moves a lot of things in today's world. Money to me personally means time. It's the only thing that it buys for me that has true value. So personal financial success to me actually means more time. For a project like this, money will mean sustainability. And sometimes problems that 501c's have is that they don't think about that or how they can self-sustain financially without asking all the time for
donations.
Funds or donations. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I don't want to do is not ask for donations. What I want to do is create a win-win situations for everybody involved, and then I don't want to.
And there's more.
There is more, but I want to. My idea is this: if it starts out to be privately invested or whatever it is, it will be 70-30 until the investors get their return. At the point that they get their return, it will be flipped 30-70. So investors will make 30, and everyone down that has anything to do will hold 70.
Uh-huh.
So wealth is actually going to start being spread more evenly rather than investors always making the majority and everybody else not. Because it needs to be shared right now.
You have big plans.
Yes.
Yes, that sounds like they're coming along and you're getting to use your finance background.
I will.
And your wife's too.
I will fulfill these plans.
Yes, you will. Everywhere you go, people can't help but to notice your warmth and enthusiasm. Sometimes they say you're special, and you said you don't think so. I wonder what your secret is. What do you think others might do to find your brand of happiness? How is it that you can share this?
I think it's practice. It really is practice. It's practice of how do I attain this, and why do I think I'm not special? I'm not special because the way that I do attain it is through practice. So basically, if there is a situation or something that's actually taking away from that, then I'll take the time that it needs in order to deal with it, feel it, understand the situation, understand myself, my feelings, why they were triggered, and the people that were involved. And then once I do that, then I move on. The thing that I don't allow is that process taking 2 days, 5 days, a week. There is certain times that even I will take 24 hours, 48 hours, depending on the gratitude of the situation, but I do
the
not...
Gravity
the
gravity
of the situation. Mm-hmm,
yes. Yep.
But I don't allow it more than that. Certain situations that will take someone longer because they hold on to...
Sure, something big
emotions.
Like grief is going to take longer, yes, than something small like a car accident, or you know, a dent in your back of your,
yes,
car.
Yeah. Then it will just affect your life for the worst even more. And what happens is if you let something... Not sometimes people let grief, it's a has quite some gravity to it, but even something smaller, people allow it to affect them too much. And when it affects them too much, it puts them in that state for quite a period of time. And if a human being is in that state for too long, they feel comfortable in that state and they want to go there as much as they can. And the same way it works with joy and happiness. If you practice it and you like to be in that state, when you're in a bad state, you definitely don't like being there. You got to get out of there.
Uncomfortable.
Correct. So this is why I'm a big believer that anxiety, it's actually not anything that could be fixed right away, depending on the right thoughts practiced, and so is depression. I actually don't think people need medication for any of those.
It's very related to mindset for you.
Correct.
Yeah.
I feel everything is. The way that I try to live my life is my mind fulfills what my heart wants.
So maybe you could give us an example that would bring this structure home, how you do this.
An example?
Like something that might get you irritated or annoyed. I mean, one thing I heard you saying is that you're not afraid of your feelings. You have the feeling, you notice the feeling, you feel the feeling,
yes,
and you let it direct you. And so if you're not feeling your feelings, your whole program is going to be difficult. But show me what happens when,
okay,
you run into something that would knock you off balance.
First of all, I need to take my time to work on that before I actually try to interact with another human being. And this is an ongoing practice. Let's say something on a construction job just ended up going very wrong.
They're not delivering it today, but you had promised you'd be done today.
Something like that.
Okay.
Or someone not doing what they were supposed to or anything like
okay.
that. If I take that, I work the very hardest to not allow that person putting me in that state to affect the other person that I encounter. And I really try to. And I fail sometimes. And sometimes you can't help it. But I fail when it's something with more gravity than that. And I fail in the sense that I don't want to ruin their day, but I don't make it better.
You would shoulder it to protect others from also feeling the thud.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you feel it.
Yes.
And then you solve it.
Yes.
And then you get on with enjoying the people on the worksite.
Exactly.
That's pretty great. Mateo, you are absolutely on fire these days. I am stoked to learn about your big project when you have the big reveal, and I'm just giddy to think about the world having more love in it with your child. Congratulations to you and Alba. I'm very excited to meet your baby boy. I didn't know you were having a boy. That's so fun. Thank you for sharing your insights today on New Mainers Speak.
Thank you for having me on New Mainers Speak. It was my first ever radio show, the first one that I had with you, and it was an unbelievable experience, and I'll be back anytime.
Wonderful. We'd love to have you. I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song Mateo has selected for us. Can you introduce this song for us and just say a word about why you chose it?
This song is by Alvaro Soler. It's called La Cintura. It has a very good feel, very good vibe, and I don't know, I just love the way it makes me feel.
Wonderful. La Cintura.
Causando impresión, cada día cuando levanta, brilla como el sol. Su vestido de seda calienta mi corazón, como en una novela en la televisión. Me acerco a ti, bailemos, juguemos, acércate, oh, porque mi cintura necesita tu ayuda. No lo tengo en las venas y no la puedo controlar. Creo que mi cintura choca con mi cultura. Tropiezo con la arena, ya no me puedo controlar. Y bajando, bajando, olvidando, olvidando que estoy bailando, bailando. Bajamos a la playa para así practicar pronto por la mañana y así no hay nadie más. Cuando bailo contigo tu cuerpo me da calor, besito a besito, mi fruta de la pasión. Me acerco a ti, bailemos, juguemos, acércate, oh, porque mi cintura necesita tu ayuda. No lo tengo en las venas y no la puedo controlar. Y bajando, bajando, olvidando, olvidando que estoy bailando, bailando, y así está el amanecer. Porque mi cintura necesita tu ayuda. No lo tengo en las venas, voy a aprender a controlar mi cintura, cintura. Ven hacia mí como las olas del mar. Ven hacia mí que ya no puedo parar. Ven hacia mí como las olas del mar. Ven hacia mí.